expressing emotion is a strength, not a character flaw. Let's get one thing straight. Your emotions aren't flaws. They're signals. And when you express them, especially the hard ones, you're not being dramatic. You're being brave. I used to think otherwise. I believed showing emotion made me weak, messy, or a burden. So I swallowed my sadness. I masked my fear. I let anger lead because it felt powerful, until it didn't. What I didn't realize then is what I know now. Pretending you're fine when you're not doesn't make you strong. It keeps you stuck. I wasn't okay, and that's okay. Before I found this path, I believed the lie that being emotional meant I was broken. I wore "I'm fine" like an armor, but underneath, I was drowning. I thought if I kept it all inside, I'd stay in control. But all I did was isolate myself. When I finally whispered, "I'm not okay," I expected the world to crumble. It didn't. Instead, it got quieter, lighter, kinder. Speaking the truth set me free. I started sharing more, first in small, sacred ways, a tear I didn't hide, a truth I told out loud, and I discovered something wild. My emotions didn't make me weak. They made me real. And in being real, I connected. People didn't run. They leaned in. They said, "Me too." Expression became my strength. Every time I gave my emotions a voice, I took my power back. I wasn't hiding. I wasn't shrinking. I was healing. I stopped believing the lie that vulnerability is a liability. I started believing this instead. Telling the truth, even when your voice shakes, is the most powerful thing you can do. Boundaries matter. So does honesty. Let me be clear. You don't have to spill your soul to everyone. Not all feelings need a stage, but they do deserve space. Even saying a simple, "I'm not okay right now," can be the start of something powerful. Because emotional honesty doesn't just free you. It invites others to show up too. And that's how we build the connection we crave. Slay reflection. Ask yourself, are you hiding your feelings to appear strong? What one emotion are you holding in right now? What do you fear will happen if you express it? What do you hope might happen if you do? Who is one safe person you could open up to this week? Your voice deserves to be heard, especially by you. Slay. S. Stop pretending you're fine when you're not. L. Listen to your emotions without judgment. A. Allow yourself to feel and share. Why? Yield to the healing power of emotional honesty. Call to action. Join the conversation. I'd love to hear from you. What emotion have you been holding in, and what might change if you gave it a voice? Share your story in the comments. Let's cheer each other on. And if you know someone who's been holding it all in, send this to them. Sometimes all we need is a nudge. I'm Carrie Ginzel, reading a blog from stateofslay.com. Slay on.